Parental training with the government that would include sexual trauma, being in confined spaces, systematically beaten, and treated less than a human, who has done nothing but try to kill me or hurt me and harm me. From the time I was in her womb, she tried to kill me. From the time I was a toddler, she tried to kill me. I had to have been about 4, and yes, I did. I had a terrible spill on the toilet. I was standing on the toilet like I was not supposed to be doing. And I slipped off the toilet, and my head hit the back of the porcelain tub. And I hit my head hard. My mother, getting ready for work, told the babysitter. She hit her head on the tub. Please make sure she just doesn't go to sleep, and if anything happens, please call me. Another time, I got a hold of X-lax. I can't remember how old I was, but I do remember spending a long time on the toilet. Then there was a time when I got a hold of her speed. My mom didn't hide her drugs very well from me. I mean, some of her favorites were speed, opiates, and when I had swallowed these pills when I was a child, I thought, candy, what a dork. And just going. Again, no ER, no help. So I don't know. Y chromosome, his involvement. X chromosome, in a state of chronic fear, constantly being alert. I mean, this would be worse than post-traumatic stress disorder. This is an intense fear that he needed to drum up. I mean, for me to feel that fear, to feel that anxiety, to never feel safe, I would be dead. I wouldn't be here today. Between the both of them, they would have killed me. I mean, that was the blessing. They didn't have me together. So I guess one component isn't as strong. Marriage, relationships, interpersonal relationships. Sherman, covert operative. My stepfather, covert operative. On my 23rd birthday, my stepfather gave me a card, and it was the most unique card I think I'd ever received in life. I can't remember what the card said on the outside or even what it said on the inside. I only remember how he signed it. On my 23rd birthday, you're to the most durable person I know. What the fuck does that mean, to the most durable person I know? And even my stepfather was very paranoid of me. Growing up, even as a child, he told me that I had eyes of a hawk and that I'd watch him like a hawk. Well, he's a new person in my environment. I don't know who he is. Of course I'm going to watch him like a hawk in my environment. No notice as to who he is, what he is. Granted, I'm a child, and I guess my mother doesn't need to explain these concepts to me. It's okay for me to look at a man in her home and not understand why he's there, considering it's been the two of us for a pretty long time. X chromosome got tired of being on welfare, got knocked up by stepdad, but she took herself off the pill in order to get pregnant so he'd marry her. So she was married by the time she was 25. And by that time, not much longer after that, we were shipped out to Kansas. Yeah, Dorothy, the land of Oz, right? Where dreams begin. But even in my mom's marriage to my stepfather, it was nothing but more traumatic abuse, but more traumatic on the emotional spectrum, where with Y chromosome, that was the physical spectrum of two people basically destroy themselves. I'm married now. I've been married for the last 12 years. Alien agenda, the human agenda for the war on genetics, they're both wrong. Neither side is right. By controlling genetics and selection, you know, and through selection is biased and also narrow and very judgmental. And saying who would be the fittest or unfittest to survive goes back to Roman myth, Greek mythology, Egyptian mythology, and then Darwin, who was like, the fittest shall survive. Well, fuck you, motherfucker. You're not the first person to think of that. Everybody else had thought that before him. But he's recognized for writing it down. That's a little fucked up. Maybe it didn't work out quite like that, but that's how I see it. And yeah, there is a mutant race here on Earth. But there is a natural mutant race, and Terran aliens have existed. They needed Chief Joseph's star DNA because his star DNA was very strong and powerful in love. And when I say love, I mean true love. I don't mean this fake fallacy of love, but I mean, Chief Joseph really brought love, understanding, compassion, and the reptilian needed to kill anything that was good. And I'm not saying that the reptilian are bad, but they just don't understand love, and that concept genuinely scares them because their mind can't comprehend it. Where dragon and star DNA comprehend the meaning of love. Love is not between just man and woman. I mean, love is encompassing between everyone. And love is not what love is on a surface value. Love has many different realms, possibilities, just as everything else does, where people think in a fucking box where everything has a point A to B, but people don't look to see about the seven different points in between that point A to B. And for people to say that aliens are good, I'm here to tell you they're not. They're not anything good. They're just as biased as humans. Just as narrow-minded, judgmental, creepy and crazy, and misguided. Just like, you know, humans here on Earth, we're misguided folk and we think we're so grown. And we're not. I mean, look at how much technology we have, but look at how far human thoughts come with that advancement in technology. Seems like there's been a terrible advancement with a tremendous decline at the same time.